Magandang umaga po sa lahat. Narito po tayo ngayon kasama ang nanalo ng Gawad Kalinga Youth Ambassador Charity Quest 2015 ng WA na si Mr. Gareth Gurek. Just tell us briefly about yourself. So, what are you actually doing at the moment?
Okay, I'm 23 years old. I am a music teacher. I'm a graduate music teacher.
Before we go to your trip, let's just briefly explain what the Quest was for, and it was basically a fundraising contest. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. I was approached by Tito Nestor at a friend of ours, her baby shower.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting to see them there, but because they're old friends of my mom, so they know my mom very well, and they approached me and asked me to become a candidate for the Gawad Kalinga Charity Quest, representing the Knights of Rizal.
Okay.
So when he asked me to do it, at first I was very hesitant because I just started. This is my first year teaching, so I'm really busy planning and marking and all of that sort of stuff. So I thought, I don't think I'll be able to commit 100% to this quest, which is what I'm like. If I'm going to do something, I want to commit 100%. So it took some long phone call conversation and discussion, but he won me over. He convinced me with all of the great things that he told me about Gawad Kalinga. So I decided, all right, I think I can do this with the help of the Knights of Rizal. I decided to do it. And lo and behold, we managed to raise some great funds for the charity.
Yes, and congratulations for that. What sort of activities did you do?
All right, so with discussions with the Knights of Rizal, we initiated a quiz night, a karaoke contest, and we also incorporated an auction into that event. And finally, a disco party, like a benefit party, and also the Knights of Rizal helped me by organizing a golf tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you do in golf?
I didn't play. I'm terrible. I've never played golf before, actually.
Okay.
But I went there to support, and a lot of the dads came and played.
And so which one would you consider the most successful or maybe your favorite fundraising activity?
Okay, so the event that raised the most money was definitely the auction at the karaoke contest, because thanks to our brilliant auctioneer, Sir June, he managed to auction off all of our items and just keep it lifting the price, going up and up and up, and we raised over 1,500 at that event.
That sounds good. That is Mr. Jun Ronse, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, yeah, he's a good man.
My personal favorite was, I think, the quiz night, because I was really involved with that. I was mostly emceeing for the night, and I got to read out all the questions, all the answers, and also play a bit of the piano. I had fun with that one as well.
Yes, I've heard you played one of the songs with Janae, and that was really good. Obviously, you were the most successful and most active ambassador. What was your motivation?
Like I said, I want to commit to what I do. So I drew my motivation from an individual perspective, because I'll just talk a little bit about myself right now. I grew up here in Perth, and my parents, they raised us to think that we didn't have a lot of money. So I grew up thinking we can't afford things. We didn't have a fancy car. We didn't have a new house or nice things like that. Why they did that, I think, was so that they could save money to afford going on holidays to the Philippines to visit our family and support them there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what it's like to not have, or to feel like I just can't afford these things. I don't have the opportunity to do these things because my parents, they can't afford it. Like, I can't have piano lessons, for example, you know what I mean? So I know what it's like to feel like I don't have that as an option in my life. So I wanted to be able to help the young people in the Philippines and give them opportunities. And secondly, I have a story. It's not a great story, I don't think, but it really has an impact on a child when they grow up. See, for me, going to the Philippines when we were young, we had these neighbors, and I got to know them, got to play with the kids, but I started to notice things. I started to notice things that were very different to the way I was growing up. For example, when my mom used to go shopping, grocery shopping, she would come back with bags and bags and bags full of groceries. I noticed this family, when the mom came home, I'm just looking, staring from the distance. I saw she had one plastic bag over her shoulder, and I thought, how is she going to feed her kids with that? How are they surviving right now? And then one time, finally, they invited me over, and they were cooking corn. They were boiling some corn, and I love corn. But after all these little things that I'm noticing, like how small their place is or how ragged their clothes are, I was just 9 years old. I thought, oh, I can't take from them. I can't take their food. No way. Even though I love corn so much. But I saw in their hearts, in their spirit, they really wanted to share their food with me. So I accepted their corn. And even though I ate it and I enjoyed it, I still felt, I want to help them. How can I help these people? They're really good people. They have love and they have their family, but I just want to offer more and I can't. So during this charity quest, that was definitely driving me and pushing me to stay up late, organizing my charity events, speaking to people, asking them to help in whatever way they can. It's because I remembered growing up with these kids, thinking that they don't have the opportunities that even I have here in Australia. It's just sort of in my nature as well. Whenever we go to the Philippines, ever since then, whenever we see the homeless people on the street, they're asking for money. My family knows me for always wanting to give them money all the time. So if there's anything that I can relate with, I don't really know anyone with cancer or any illnesses. I just know that I think I'm suitable with working against poverty and, just not having opportunities and money that we can help with.
After the trip, do you know if there are other plans with regards to GK?
I know that over the whole charity quest, the other candidates and I, we've really started to have a connection and bond. And we've been discussing, we thought, now that the contest, if you may, the competition has ended, we can work together now to do some really big fundraising events, I think. So I look forward to discussing it further with the other candidates and see what we can come up with.
Yeah, that sounds good. And we would really love to know what happens in the Philippines. So in January, we would love to talk to you again. Is there something you would like to say, anything at all to all the people that supported you throughout this event?
Maraming salamat mo sa lahat ng sumusuporta sa Gawad Kalinga. I especially want to thank God for giving me the courage and the strength to carry on with this charity quest to raise all the funds, because it really took a lot out of me and I didn't think I'd be able to do it. But with God's strength, I was able to. Glory to God. And then I'd like to say thank you to Uncle Ernesto, because he's the one who asked me to do it. He convinced me and he backed me all the way, 100%. And then to my friends and family, my friends were in it just as much as I was. They really wanted to help me. They were there in the planning processes, in the coming to the events and being my helpers on the night, making sure everything would run smoothly. So I really owe it to my mates. And then my family, who was always supporting me.
So maraming salamat uli sa iyo, Gareth. Ito po si Shella Franklin, nagbabalita para sa SBS Filipino.